This Diamond Insight takes us to Kansas with sophomore third baseman Tony Thompson. He and the Jayhawks are headed to North Carolina for NCAA tournament play. Tony, you guys were a little bit of a bubble team. How exciting was it, though, to see your name come up on the bracket?
It was really exciting. We've been waiting all year for this opportunity to play on and to see our name come up with all the other teams and get a chance to go to North Carolina. We're all really excited to hear that.
You guys have really kind of burst on the scene this year. How would you describe your team?
I describe us as a real scrappy team. We can compete with anybody. We know that we have the talent to play, and we have the pitching to get through what we need to get through. And I just think we have a really good shot from how we've played against all the teams in the Big 12.
Now, you personally went from 5 home runs and 18 RBIs as a freshman last year to a school record 19 homers and a Big 12 leading 78 RBIs. What led to the big improvement?
I don't know. I think it was mostly the experience that I got last year. I got to play in almost every game, even though I was struggling a little bit at the beginning. And to face the pitching in the Big 12 last year as a freshman was real big for me. And I think I've made just a few minor adjustments in what I do, and it really helped me to take it to the next level.
You guys at Kansas swept Texas in a 3-game series fairly early on. Did that kind of set the tone for the rest of the season for you?
Yeah, I think that did for us. We played them and played well against them, and I think that proved that we could play with anybody and gave us a little more confidence that we could do good things in the conference and hopefully play on in postseason play.
Now, Kansas obviously is not the state of Kansas, not a traditional college baseball state, but you guys at KU beat both Kansas State and Wichita State this season. Is it kind of cool for all three of you teams to be in the tournament now?
Yeah, it's really cool. I think we put Kansas baseball on the map a little bit. Nobody thinks that Kansas is a big baseball state. I think more basketball, football, those kind of things. So it's good to get that done and make sure that people look at us as a contender in baseball, hopefully every year from now on.
You're a number 3 seed playing Coastal Carolina in the North Carolina Regional. Do you guys consider yourselves underdogs?
I don't think we do, really. I think we believe we can play with anybody. We might be underdogs to other people, but I think that with how we've been playing, if we play at the best of our ability, we'll be able to play with anybody and hopefully play well in the regional and move on from there.
Tony, which of your teammates is someone who really impresses you?
Probably T.J. Walls this year. He's been fantastic. As a sophomore, pitching and throwing Saturday games for us, he's been phenomenal. So I think he's really impressed me this year.
Tony, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
I think it's just all the opportunities we get, and every day to come out and play in great conferences like the Big 12, it's just a phenomenal experience and something I wouldn't trade away for anything.
What's the toughest thing then?
I think it's competing every day at a high level. You know, we played some of the top teams in the nation almost on a daily basis, and it's tough to go out there and compete every single day the way that you need to win those ball games. I think that's probably the hardest thing.
Before we wrap up now, Tony, you guys have obviously played a lot of NCAA tournament teams, so I'm going to do some word association. I'm going to toss some of those teams as well as some different players at you, and you just tell me what comes to mind, all right?
All right.
Let's start with Texas.
Texas is a fast team, and their team pitching is phenomenal.
Arizona State.
They also have great pitching, and they're always a contender.
Speaking of pitching, your teammate, Brett Bochy.
Great reliever for us, late reliever. It comes in and throws strikes and gives us a chance to win ball games every day.
Baylor.
Baylor's a great offensive team, for sure. They've got some great bats. They've got all year long. They've been putting up the numbers, and I think they'll do well in the tournament.
Oklahoma.
Amazing team all around. When we played them, they could swing the bats. They got some great pitching, and they probably going to win some games and do well in the regional they're hosting.
Your head coach, Rich Price.
A great guy and a great competitor. He puts the best team out there every day and gives us motivation to win and make sure that we're doing what we need to do to be successful.
Oklahoma State.
I thought they were one of the better teams we played. They've got great team pitching, and I think they can play with anybody, too. Everyone was thinking they were a bubble team, and I think they can play better than a bubble team.
Kansas State.
I thought they were pretty phenomenal when we played them, too. They got A.J. Morris, a great pitcher, and then they got the offense and defense to back that up. So I think they have a chance to be moving on from here.
Wichita State.
Another team that we really play on a yearly basis, and this year that wasn't any different. They're usually a top 10 team, top 25 team, so they're going to play like that, and they've had the experience, so I expect them to do well, too.
The NCAA tournament.
it's just a tough one. You know, we got anybody can win on any day, and it doesn't really matter what seed you are. As long as you get hot at the right time, anybody can win.
Last one, Tony Thompson.
Hopefully moving on to a Super Regional this weekend. That'd be big for us, for sure.
Tony Thompson and the Kansas Jayhawks taking on Coastal Carolina in the North Carolina Chapel Hill Regional this weekend. Best of luck, Tony. Congratulations on a great season so far.
Thank you very much.